Now, news this morning that with about a year until the Pyeongchang 2018 Winter Paralympic Games, the Aussie Paralympic Committee have named a brand new chef de mission for the Winter Paras. Joining me on the line is that man himself, Nick Dean. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Adrian.
Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily. Now, what exactly is the role of the chef de mission for the Australian Winter Paralympic team?
Well, chef de mission is basically the boss of the team.
Right.
Yeah.
A team manager.
No, it's more than that.
Okay.
Chef de mission means chief of mission. Basically the boss of the team, so has an overall responsibility, a bit like captain of the ship.
Oh, right. Okay. Now, what sort of experience led you to become the chef de mission for the Paralympic team?
Oh, unfortunately, I'm not brand new. I've been in an official capacity at 8 Winter Games.
Oh, wow.
Out of a total of 12, so I'm primary history.
Wow. How are the Paralympics sort of change, or how are they different from the Winter Olympic Games?
Well, Paralympics, people may be aware, having seen the coverage from Rio.
Mm-hmm.
So Paralympic Games in the winter context constitute less events, and they follow hot on the heels of the Winter Games.
Mm-hmm.
We sort of regard the Winter Games as the test event. But we have, the disciplines are alpine skiing.
Right.
Snowboarding, Nordic events, cross-country, and ice sports, which is centred around sledge hockey.
Wow.
Australia participate in the alpine arena, both skiing and snowboarding.
Right, okay. Now, what was that last sport you mentioned there about the hockey? What was that?
Sledge hockey.
Okay.
Ice sledge hockey, yeah.
And how does that work?
Well, the players, it's very much ice hockey, as mm-hmm. people might think, except it's played on sledges.
Wow.
But same arena. But Australia doesn't participate. We don't have the depth of, participation at home.
Mm-hmm. How big is the team that we're sending over to Pyongyang?
Well, we've got a squad. And from that squad, we want as many people as possible to qualify. And we may take 10 or 12,
okay.
I think. That'd be great if we could get that number. And about the same number again, if not a bit more, of officials and coaches and medical staff and et cetera.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I've noticed about the Summer Paralympic Games, they're a lot more focused on a lot of team sports. Is that the same sort of thing with the Winter Games as well?
No, Winter Games, alpine skiing and the snowboard events are very much individual individual efforts in a team environment. So a participant may qualify to participate in up to 5 events in the alpine skiing. Yeah, up in the alpine skiing arena, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we've currently got Mitch Gawley, who's the current World Cup champion in the Super Combined event, which is 1 of 5.
Right.
He's a veteran. We've got Mel Perrine. She's a visually impaired athlete. She's won medals on the World Cup stage. We've got Tori Prendergast, who's a six-gear participant in Sochi as well. They'll form the nucleus of the Australian team at this stage, because there's some good snowboarders, two snowboarders who participated in Sochi, and snowboard is pretty popular.
How do the Australian athletes go as far as training is concerned? Obviously, we don't have too much snow down here. Do they find themselves having to travel to places like Europe to train?
Yeah, a lot of training. Some of these people train 3 months in the Northern Hemisphere.
Wow.
They're currently at the test event at Pyeongchang in Korea, having participated in World Cup in Hakiba in Japan last week.
Wow.
So they're earnest. They're busy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Nick, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily, and congratulations on the appointment.
Not at all, thanks. Keep in touch.
There we are. That was Nick Dean there, the newly appointed chef de mission for the Winter Paralympics. They're about a year away, as I said. They're being held in Pyongyang in Korea. He actually just arrived back from Pyongyang this morning. We thank Nick very much for that chat.